So we'll explore how we are out of sync. Okay, we'll talk about the seven more ways that we're out of sync. And then we'll talk about what it takes to get in sync. What is it that you'll need to let go of it, let go of? What is it that you'll need to transform? What is it that you'll need to figure out about yourself? What is it that you'll need to reveal and be honest about instead of hide? What are the things, the specific things that you'll need to do to be in sync? All right, the definitions. You'll find in your folder two different sheets of definitions. It's best if you don't read ahead, but if you can't help it, whatever. You just may, if you read ahead, you'll start to think I'm going to say something or do something, and I may not. And that expectation could get in the way of what you get out of the workshop. So let us first go over the definitions that apply to what we're working on here immediately, as in our title. So synchronize comes from the German words that mean together and time. It means to move or occur at the same time or rate, to cause to agree in rate or speed, to adjust so as to coincide perfectly. So we're going to take opposite sexes, and make some adjustments so that we can coincide perfectly. These adjustments you will have to do ongoingly. This is not just because the being opposites is not going to go away at the end of the day. You'll still be opposites, but you'll know what adjustments to make in order to coincide. And ladies, you already know about this. Do you know, since celebrating men, you've made adjustments to coincide, to be more in sync with men, right? Are you more in sync with men now? Yes. And then quite a few of the men were here yesterday at Understanding Women. Can you raise your hand if you were here at Understanding Women yesterday? Yes, so you found some adjustments to make to be in sync with women. And I'll keep doing that. I want whoever you are, whether you're male or female, to know what you can do to get in sync instead of you've got to wait for the opposite sex to do it. You know, just hope that they'll do a workshop. You know, that doesn't give you much power if all you're left with is hoping other people will do a workshop. So you'll be left with what there is for you to do, whether you're a man or a woman. Okay, I already read the definition of opposite. I think that's clear. And then sex, the character of being male or female, all the attributes by which males and females are distinguished. That was definition number two from Webster. Some of you might have been hoping today would be about definition number one or three. Sex as a verb instead of as a noun. It'll come up. I'm sure it'll come up. All right. So how opposite are we? That's what we want to talk about, is how opposite are we? And those of you who have participated in our other workshops are probably familiar with this way that I like to describe human beings, and that is that there are two parts of us. We seem to be two-part beings. And one part I call human animal, and the other part I call human spirit. And having these two parts is the thing that can give us the sense sometimes of being schizophrenic, that we don't know who that person was that just went crazy like that. Who was that just went off, okay? Because on the human animal side, literally what we've got is two completely different setups. Like over here, the purpose of human animal is survival. And human animal operates by instinct. And when we're operating from instinct, our experience, what we'll experience is fear, scarcity, competition, and glee, to name a few of our favorites. Okay? Fear, scarcity, competition, and glee. Now, what's interesting about this is if you want to know if you're expressing yourself, if you're behaving from human animal or human instinct, you can tell by what are you experiencing. So this would be a good indication of who goes on a date. Right? who's actually going on the date is probably caveman or cavewoman.